This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air for another week. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen to review the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people as research done by Talkers nets valuable information that we discuss every week, and then some of the other ancillary things that are part of the fascinating world of conversation radio. So, Michael, let's get started by going through in a relatively formal way all of the things that you have found this week to be on the minds of people who are listening, just like the folks listening to us right now.
Right, on the minds and the tongues of the talkosphere, if there's such a thing. At number 10, we have the National Football League, and they have all kinds of referee problems. Terrible officiating at the championship game in the National Conference Championship. Between the Rams and the Saints. Terrible, terrible thing happened there. And there's a lot of talk about Super Bowl 53, or LIII, or 111. It looks like a lie. Roman numerals are funny at this point in time. Remember when we were kids,
they were really common. Did you have an easy time or a hard time learning Roman numerals?
I had a pretty easy time relative to a lot of the other kids, but it's kind of funny when you think about it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story about that sometime. I'll tell you right now, the 22nd version. You know how you have these health tests every year? They call them health exams. They're not physicals, but you have your annual physical. And one of the things they do is they sit down and they want to see whether or not your brain is still working.
Yes.
So they ask you to draw a clock and make it for a certain time, and they want to see if you're capable of doing that. So I did it with Roman numerals.
Did you? I thought you were going to tell this. Well, it makes sense with the story, but maybe we could do it. Can you draw a digital clock?
Right. You know, it's just funny. And the nurse was freaked. She didn't know.
A lot of people don't even use the old traditional clocks from where, in my studio, I have three clocks.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, four if you count the clock on the computer. I have two regular dial-type clocks, and then I have a digital clock. And I always use the dial clocks because that's what my comfort zone is. There are a lot of children, kids, teenagers, where they don't know how to read the standard clock. They only know how to read a digital clock.
Right. As a matter of fact, in radio, one of the rules in radio these days is you're not supposed to say it's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. You're supposed to say it's 8:50. That you're supposed to speak in digital. You know, remember we'd say it's 5 minutes before the hour 9.
Break that rule all the time. I just said 10 before the hour here on the
I know. that kind of puts you into a certain place.
It does.
Space.
Yes, it
does. But you know, I remember, in school, when I was in grade school, the clocks, you could see them click. They go click, click, click. And when it would click, everybody would run for the door, and the clocks had Roman numerals on them, which is kind of funny. At number 9, the World Economic Forum. At number 8, unrest in Venezuela. At number 7, a deadly Florida bank shooting. Terrible, terrible story. The military transgender ban is at number 6, and at number 5, it's a broad umbrella topic all about the 2020 Democratic hopefuls for the presidency, as that election is off and running. Number 4, disturbing story, controversial, the Covington Catholic School students incident. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation, the Cohen testimony, and the Stone indictment all lumped under the umbrella of number 3. At number 2, we have the border wall battle, and that ties into number 1, the government shutdown, and the State of the Union address that is embroiled in that as well. And there you have the top 10. The 10 most talked about people. We actually have more than 10 on the list. We have some ties. Tom Brady at number 10. Martin Luther King Jr. at number 9. At number 8, Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido. At number 7, Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg. I'm not sure if that's the way his name is pronounced. He's mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
I just referred to him as, yeah, Mr.
Don't.
Yeah.
At number 6, we have Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. She's becoming a pop star. At number 5, Nick Sandman and Nathan Phillips. At number 4, Robert Mueller, Michael Cohen, Roger Stone. 3, the big 3, Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald Trump. And that's the way the scorecard has turned out this week.
What constitutes a pop star? Why do you make reference to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as a pop star?
I think that there's interest in her beyond the function of being a legislator.
With whom? What group would be her constituents?
I mean the media. The media covers her for her personality and her persona, as opposed to necessarily her policies.
Mm-hmm. Is that shallow, or is that deep, or is it either or neither?
It's however you want to interpret it. It's just a statement of, it's an observation of how the media makes people famous or not, based upon a variety of reasons. And in this case, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is a high-visibility media figure now for her unusualness, her personality. People talk about her clothes. They talk about her appearance. They talk about her nature. In other words, she is up there with figures from show business and other aspects of the popular culture. So that's why I said she's becoming a pop star as opposed to necessarily a person in the legislature, a new congresswoman who stands for policy and is largely unknown because she's a freshman in the Congress.
Okay. So you and I know each other well. We've been friends for decades. And I think fits into a powerful discussion that would be great for any talk radio program or station. One of its hosts gets on to something and stays with it. Why does he or she do that? Why am I so troubled, not troubled, why am I so annoyed by the mention of her name and what she is doing or what she isn't doing? I have almost every day there's a reason to say something about her, and I find myself, normally I'm a half full glass kind of a guy. She just annoys the hell out of me, and I'm not sure I know why. Or if somebody said to me, well, what's one reason that you find her annoying? So you're welcome to analyze that if you would like, Michael.
You're talking about Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, why does it annoy me so much that she is, as you just suggested, has become
probably because
a
you're a you're probably a bigot and a biased person and hateful.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But
I know you are. But it's okay.
She annoys you because of reasons that are deeply personal to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you really want to go there.
I just find it, I find people that are so self-serving like this, when they just get into, Whoopi Goldberg said it best, sit down, be quiet, and learn your job. But the news media isn't, and she's playing into it with the dancing and all that other stuff.
Yeah, but I got to say something. Who the hell is Whoopi Goldberg to give advice to somebody to sit down and be quiet? I mean, do you remember when Whoopi Goldberg emerged on the scene as a young comedian and an actress and pop
Pretty
star?
Wild, as I recall, now that you asked the question.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg has no right telling Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez to sit down and shut up because Whoopi Goldberg is, in her own way, somebody who began that way.
Hmm.
Everybody was talking about this weird woman, Whoopi Goldberg. The name sounded so strange. She was doing a one-woman show the first time I heard about her on Broadway and go, where the hell
she was
did
on
she
welfare
come from?
At the time. You know, she was on welfare.
So you don't like Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez because you don't think she's paid her dues. You don't think she's wise enough. Yeah. And you think that the policies that she espouses are undoable. Her radical left wing policies annoy your conservative sensibilities and your maturity. And you're annoyed because she's a pop star. You're annoyed that anybody in Congress who you hadn't heard about 6 months ago or a year ago and now is all over the news for reasons that have nothing to do with policy per se, other than eyebrows being raised by how impractical they are or how half-baked they are, unthought out, immature, that annoys you. And that's the answer to the question.
Okay, good answer. Thank you.
Am I correct? Does that make sense?
I think a lot of it is true, yeah. I think a lot of it is paying your dues. I think that has to do with it. And whether that's fair or smart or whatever, it is the way I feel. And much of the conversation on the Good Talk Radio programs does not have to do with fact as much as it does to do with feelings. Not that facts shouldn't be an important part of the conversation, because certainly we agree that they need to be, but I think feelings, emotions, that's what people listen to, and that's what they want to hear, and that's what they want to compare the person on the air's emotions to their own emotions. And
yeah,
that's what makes this
a very fine line. There's a very fine line between the practical and intelligence and the emotions. They're all connected. Of course, people are emotional about all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's affecting a lot of people at this point. All right, 18 after the hour. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's something that will benefit you and all the members of your family. I don't have to predict that. I can tell you that's a fact. That's one of those facts. If you go to MyPillow.com and you buy new pillows for every bed in your house and you buy new sheets and pillowcases. I just got some pillowcases. Man, are they great from MyPillow. But they have mattress toppers, mattresses themselves. You can get all kinds of things that relate not only to you, but to your family and your animals. You get a great pet bed. I got a pet bed for Daisy May. It's really great. Throw it when she gets dirty. The pillows or the mattress gets there. Throw it in the wash. Clean it right up. Truly the best company in America making the best pillows in America. And if you don't believe me, just go to MyPillow.com and look at page after page after page of things, testimonials that people are saying about their satisfaction with this product. So this is a product made in the USA, 100% machine washable, dryable. The pillows are on special now, half price for everything using the DJV code. Check it all out. Look at the this guy Lindell's become a pop star because of all the people that react to his American story about making pillows. So promo code DJV is the key. Use that. And go to MyPillow.com and buy lots of great things to make your night's rest very good for you and your family. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Calitrin, one of the best ways, if not the best way, the healthiest way anyway, to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely. The major ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein that helps you build more muscle and so many things that are dependent on collagen to make them all work well. They are all affected to the plus side when you're using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV, the DJV program. Happy to promote this product because it works. It's called Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and you get it only online by going to toploss.com if you mention the DJV program. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Check that box for DJV. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, the 10 stories, the 10 people. Every week we go through a number of them. One of the things that Michael has on his mind this week, and maybe for the same reason that I'm concerned about or appalled, back to Alexandria, or whatever her name is, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. She has the same impact. You might glean something from this. I find Kamala Harris to be a grandstander, and I find what's her face from Massachusetts? I put her name out of my mind.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, she's another grandstander. And then somebody
as
said
opposed
to, me,
to
well,
Donald
you're,
Trump, who's
you're a sexist.
Who's a very...
No, he's a grandstander. Of course, he's a grandstander. Yeah. So, am I a sexist because I only name one man and three women? And then I say in the same breath that what's her face, Gillibrand from New York, the senator, I think is very sharp. But people don't hear you say that. They only hear you say those three names of women. Yeah, you're a sexist pig.
Well, people see things through the lens they want to. You might be a sexist, but not because you're complaining about the style and policies of some of these female candidates. I find it, if you scratch the surface of Gillibrand, you may find that you like the other ones better than her, because her style might be better, but she might be full of it. There's different layers at which you could be critical of a candidate. Kamala Harris, I think, is amazingly charismatic.
Really?
I think that I didn't know much about her other than my email spam from all of these political factions. I was always annoyed by her because she just constantly sends stuff like Elizabeth Warren. I get 20 emails a day from both of them, so that annoys me. But Kamala Harris is very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
She is. All right. So the Covington, speaking of interesting things, that incident, number four this week on the story list at talkers.com, which is where you can see these all the stories listed every week, talkers.com. We're going through the charts of the week of January 21st to the 25th, and the Covington situation This is not didn't happen in Covington. It happened these kids were from Covington. But
yeah.
Why is this of particular note to you?
Well, it indicates how the media is constantly looking for stories that are totally emotional and half-baked. There's a term again, you know, a little piece of video, and all of a sudden now, you know, it's a world event, it's a crisis. But I got to tell you, this is my personal feeling. That kid, whatever his name is, he's on our chart. You know, sometimes he's Nick Sandman, I believe is his name.
I find
it's just my personal reaction to the way he's portrayed on the video. You know, your eyes see what you see. I get irritated by arrogant young people who think that they are so smart. And the look on
his face. That's where Alexander Ocasio-Cortez comes in for me.
Okay.
So, yeah. So,
I personally recoil from arrogant youth, young people who haven't paid their dues, who think they know it all, and the smug look on that kid's face in that video as he's staring down the elderly demonstrating Native American veteran just made my skin crawl. And maybe he was presented out of context. I don't know the kid. He might be the greatest kid in the world, but it didn't rub me the right way.
Perhaps the same could be said for that kid, the high school kid that got so much notoriety after the shooting at Florida school last year, remember? Same sort of thing followed him around. He had that kind of smug approach to things. It's worth the conversation. That's what makes this all so great. 28 after the hour.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it, because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app, and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it, because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app, and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former advisor to and longtime supporter of President Trump, Roger Stone, is now in FBI custody, due in court later this morning after an arrest this morning in Florida in connection with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Stone indicted on 7 counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding and making false statements, as well as witness tampering. A defiant Stone saying earlier this week in a TV appearance,
"No matter how much pressure they put on me, no matter what they say, I will not bear false witness against Donald Trump. I will not do what Michael Cohen has done and make up lies."
He was speaking there on Fox News. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association voted this week to strike, but after Denver schools request state intervention, a union official says that strike is now on hold. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Now for us to continue talking about talk. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, award-winning publication every week, comes out with all kinds of stories that are interesting, as talk is the most popular format, and this is the Bible of the talk radio industry. I wondered let's finish the conversation about people and the folks who get attention, glean attention. I was talking about this fellow David Hogg, thanks to Kara for remembering what his name was.
Right.
He went all over the place, bus tours, and was brought to television stations here, there, and everywhere talking about it.
Yeah.
And
there's a big
difference.
Big difference between, for those just joining us, we were just talking about the smug attitude on the face of young people who suddenly find themselves in a situation where they're in the spotlight and represent something. And Hogg was definitely smug, and a lot of people were irritated by him. But the difference between Hogg and this other kid, Sandman, that Hogg at least was in a legitimate position of spokesmanship for a very important news story and cause. And this kid here was just some kid on a trip wearing a hat, staring down
a man maybe 3-4 times his age performing a religious cultural ritual. And they're very different things in terms of that aspect of their notoriety or celebrity.
Yeah, it really is a different thing altogether. Yeah. You know, speaking of that, I was actually going to call you the day before yesterday when I saw who was on the Michael Harrison interview this week.
Oh, were you surprised?
I was floored when I saw the headline. What in the world? Here's a moldy oldie goody goldie from our Rusty Ragnar.
I love his book. The guy dishes dirt like nothing else. I have no great love for that guy. We're talking about Dick Morris,
Dick
folks.
Morris. Yeah.
The guy that had the ear to Bill Clinton and for a while was the most influential advisor in the country.
He was a pollster
and a strategist and a real political animal who fell from grace because he had a sex scandal.
Yeah. And he liked women's toes.
I never brought it up in the interview.
Yeah. Did you?
Why didn't you?
No. Why would I do that?
We were pretty good friends. We had many a meal together.
I thought
he was a fascinating character. Yeah. And then the influence his wife had over, after all of the stuff hit the fan, his wife, I think, is Ellen McGann. She stuck with him.
Eileen McGann, yeah, she stuck
Eileen,
with him.
Eileen, excuse me, yeah, yeah, she did.
And his sister-in-law is his personal assistant for years, her sister. And I knew him very well. I met him for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
How
did you run into him again?
I ran into him again because I pay attention to what's going on out there in terms of books and in terms of podcasts. And he's got this little video podcast called Lunch Alert where he does a 2 or 3 minute thing about his view of the world. And he put
every day?
Every day. Yeah.
Really? Is he getting any traction?
It's got some traction. It's a noisy world out there, okay? It's hard for anything to get traction. Yeah. And he wrote a self-published book called 50 Shades of Politics, which has 100 short stories, and he dishes dirt. And he talks about Hillary, and he talks about Bill, and he talks about some things
How
about
much more
them that
dirt
are outrageous.
Can there be on Bill and Hillary?
Well, you know... It's great behind-the-scenes gossip. So I'm reading the book, and I'm watching his things. I said, I got to get him on the podcast. I got to get some of these stories about the time Bill Clinton tried to beat him up and tackled him on the floor. And
really?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God. That's a great
story. It's amazing.
Story.
So, do you think I was wrong to have Dick Morris on the podcast?
No. I think it's fabulous. I think it's... I'm looking forward. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but
you'll love
I'm not sure I ever thought he took himself seriously or that seriously.
Well, his character. Look, he's a guy that is tremendously flawed, but also has tremendous assets.
He's got a lot of charisma. He's kind of a fun guy. I actually quite liked him. I lost touch.
These scoundrels have charisma. I'm sure that Michael Cohen and Roger Stone guys would be great to have dinner with.
Yep.
You can't judge a book by its cover in politics. Mm-mm. Some of the most charismatic characters are the worst murderers.
It's a great example, Michael, of somebody who was on the top of the top of the top of the world.
Right.
And the next day, he was a bum. He was on Fox News. He was everywhere. And then, poof.
Well, he had a conversation with the President of the United States, and he was with a prostitute at in a hotel, and he let her listen in.
Yeah.
He was showing off to a prostitute.
Yeah.
These are the guys that are running the country.
Yes.
Some guy who's having relationships under the desk at the Oval Office with a young intern, and the other guy's sucking toes in a motel with a prostitute talking about public policy.
Yeah.
You think that the Trump garbage that we're listening to is new? The country's been run by handful cases for years. What?
Yeah. This stuff, that's it. They always present it as if the opposition or whoever wants to use the information, like it never happened before. If you go back through the history of our country, there are very few presidents who have a William Henry Harrison had a relationship with a woman that was, I think, about his daughter's age or young enough to be his daughter.
Wow.
And they were all, I mean, you go back to Polk and some of the people that, back to Jefferson and the, you know, the babies he had with the black slave.
Yeah.
What would that, how would that have gone? If that was today, what do you think the news media would do with that?
Yeah, they'd have a ball with it. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But,
no, it's look, first of all, people are human. Human beings have flaws. And the more intense and the more power-hungry people are, sometimes their flaws are equally large. Let's just put it that way. Big personalities have big everything, you know, big faults, big feet.
The conversation with Dick Morris, you can hear at the mhinterview.com, or you can get to it at talkers.com, mhinterview.com. This is one for the books, as it were. That I can guarantee, no matter what. Having not listened to it, it doesn't make a difference. I'm going to listen to it on the plane this afternoon.
You'll like it. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. So we'll move on now. I'm going to have one of my great transitions from a conversation about Dick Morris to having more of your teeth whitened by power swabs. We all like my transitions. Power swabs, they are the way for you to create and leave a lasting impression. Your smile is your most important feature. There are all kinds of, you know, it's kind of like when you buy a red car, you notice everybody's got a red car. You never noticed red cars before, now you notice red cars. Same with power swabs. There seem to be a number of these products all around that'll guarantee you this, that, or the other thing when it comes to whitening your teeth. Well, I'll tell you, because of my experience, this is something that really works, and the price is right, especially when you get to the fact of ordering and using the DJV code and finding out that you're only going to pay half what the normal retail is for power swabs. Works in a few minutes, whitens your teeth. If you're a smoker, a drinker, tea, coffee, whatever it is, this will take care of it. It lifts the stains from the enamel. That's the powerful thing about this product, the patented natural tooth detergent that sucks the stains. And if you keep using it every 4, 5, 6 days, every time you use it, it'll lighten your teeth by another shade. So you'll have a brighter, whiter smile. Power swabs. Get the name down. Get the work down. It removes the stains. And not only on your regular teeth, but also caps and veneers, that sort of stuff. 800-208-1797. It's the number to call to order. You can't go online and get them at this rate. You can, yeah, we want you to save the money. That's why I want you to call that number. 800-208-1797. It's the inside story on how to clean your teeth and keep them clean. Power swabs, 800-208-1797. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper.
the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
All right, we have Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown. One of the things I know you like to talk about is sports or the NFL, because you're a big fan of the Patriots. I thought one of the classiest moves, I don't know, and you know me, I don't pay much attention to football. I don't give a damn, other than, you know, to focus on how to make it a safer game. But I do kind of like the aura around Tom Brady, and maybe he underscored that by going to see the kid in the locker room that had been the quarterback for
Brady's from Central Casting. He's as good a guy as you can get in a position like that, and the only reason you hear such bad things about him is because he arouses tremendous jealousy in people who are fans.
Even in his own team. I saw one of the guys sort of taking a shot at him. I was just looking for that now. One of the players had something to say about Brady, and he's too old. He shouldn't be doing
that. Brady's the greatest sports figure. Brady is the greatest sports figure of our lifetime. That's my opinion. He's up there with the high. He's on Mount Rushmore, and time will eventually show that to be the case.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing.
But what happened with the Saints and the Rams?
Yeah,
the
relays.
In a nutshell. Had the referees done their job and not been absolutely blind to what the rest of the country saw and was supported by archaic rules, the New Orleans Saints would be meeting the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl,
so
and
would
not
they have
the LA Rams. They were robbed.
Do you think the Patriots can beat any team, or is it?
I think that the Patriots can beat any team and can lose to any team. What's so good about the National Football League and football? The saying is, on any given Sunday, any team, the worst team, could beat the best team. So I'm not saying that, but I do believe that the Saints were the best team this year in football in terms of looking at it, accurately and in terms of numbers and performances, and they won that game. They would have won that game had this obvious situation been called properly, and it wasn't, and because of loopholes in the rules, it can't be reversed. And everybody knows
what happened to the replays, and
the replay proved that
I thought the refs went back and looked at that
in some issues, but pass interference, which is the thing that happened, is considered a judgment call and not measurable. It should be measurable because it was clear that it was pass interference, at which point, if the ref had called that, which it was what it was, the Saints would have won the game. We're talking about the whole season went down the drain because of a bad call. That's very difficult for a fan base and a city and a team to swallow. Think about it.
Yeah, I am. That's why I wondered whether it would change the course of football history.
It will. It's going to change the rules. The rules will be changed.
The ticket prices are going down because nobody wants to fly to Atlanta because it costs $1,000 to fly from Boston to Atlanta.
You're watching on television. It's crazy to go to that thing.
Yeah, right. Why spend all that dough? And get lost in that hoopla. Michael Harrison from Talkers at Talkers.com. Always great to have Michael here with our review of the hot hits in talk radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are back again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This time, or this part of the program, features the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the legal beagle here on the program. He's a college professor of law at Bentley University, and he's also really good when it comes to scams, advising people on scams, legalities. Website scamicide.com brings us around to a couple of scam alerts that I've seen in the past week. Residents report receiving calls from the electric company saying that their account is not in good standing. Give us your credit card so that we can make sure your account is in good standing. Wow, you talk about a ballsy scam. That's a really ballsy scam. It's not every source. They're not going to call you in, right?
They're not. And, you know, it happens. The scam works. People get frightened. And, and most of these scams, they put people into fear that some kind of emergency is existing and they're in trouble with, you know, the utility company or whatever. And you know, all utility companies, you know, they are involved in this in the sense that their names are used, and they're not, none of them are going to call you like that and demand a, a credit card. And matter of fact, you even have rights that your electricity cannot be immediately turned off without some kind of a hearing. You know, the bottom line is you never know when you get a call who who's really calling you. The Social Security Administration just put out another warning that people are getting calls there, and we need your Social Security number. So if you think you have an issue with your electric company, you hang up that phone call, and you flip over your bill, get the 800 number or local number of them, and call them. So you just don't trust that phone.
No, it's the same thing. The IRS is never going to call you either. Somebody calls you and says, where were the IRS and you better pay us? You know, people fall for that crap.
They do.
They're very sophisticated.
Pay incredible amounts of money. They just get so fearful. And the good thing is, it is easy to know it's not the IRS calling you, texting you, emailing you. The IRS does not call you, email, or text you.
No. All right. So with regard to the government shutdown, there are a lot of consumer protection websites that are down. And I wonder how, like, the Federal Trade Commission is an example.
Yeah.
So people who are trying to check this stuff out can't get help from the government because of the shutdown. So when all of this is done, like the National Do Not Call Registry, things like that, those things have gone crazy with the government shutdown. So what's the recourse here? Anything?
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, there's no real recourse, but it is very distressing. You know, one of the things, identity theft can be a huge problem, and the Federal Trade Commission has a really, really good identitytheft.gov interactive website where you can go and you can get step by step. It takes you through what you need to do and who to contact. We link with it on Scamicide, and sure enough, if you go there now, it's sorry. There's a wall apparently built in front of it. He said, trying sarcastically.
We're big on building walls here. Yes.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, particularly for, you know, consumers who have been defrauded, you got no help from the government right now. And some of these things, you do need to act right away. So this is just one of the many ways that ordinary citizens are being hurt by this shutdown.
All right, let's talk about a couple of legal aspects of items from the overview, the top 10 stories. The Stone indictment, is this more of the same kind of foolishness? You can't get them for what you want to get them for, so you get them for something else that has nothing to do with what you were trying to get them for in the first place?
No, I think that this is real deal. I mean, Stone, it's first of all, as far as Stone, he's got indicted on seven counts, obstruction of justice, false statements, witness tampering. And the witness tampering, according to, and here we're looking at some of the wiretaps and text messages and emails he got, it's pretty severe. And, you know, frankly, this Stone is not a good guy. He has he's violated laws left and right. Now, here again, it is a connection to the Trump campaign regarding some illegal activities that were related to the WikiLeaks dump of Trump material, excuse me, not Trump material, of Clinton material. Now, does this mean that indeed the president knew? No, we don't know that yet, but the committee is absolutely involved in this.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Always great to have the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.